Let's take a deep breath. We close our eyes. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. We watch this light as it begins to grow, larger and larger, until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together tonight, all of our circumstances and relationships to Him. And we pray that His holiest Spirit be upon us, reaching into the deepest regions of our thoughts and feelings, that we and all the world might be lifted up above and beyond the sorrows and the fears and the limitations of this world to the love and to the peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Amen. I was going through with a remote on my television the other day, and I came on some television program about alien abduction. And I stayed on it for, I don't know, about 2 or 3 minutes. And then somebody sent me an email with a YouTube, some professor talking about alien abduction. And my thought that I had was, well, you know, maybe somebody would have a better idea. You know, maybe somebody from some other planet might have some better idea what to do about the world right now. Of course, that was a passing little smirk and thought that I had, but that led me to a deeper place where I know so many of us, all of us who are actually thinking these days, live. And that is a deep concern about the state of the world and a real sense that we are in a pickle now. But in a very real sense, it is also the best of times and the worst of times. The worst of times don't even need to be articulated to us. We have this ISIL situation on our hands. We have environmental breakdown and so forth, perpetual war, it seems, and so forth. And also with that situation, I know for myself and for most people that I know, a real conundrum about what to do. But then on the other hand, it is the best of times in terms of what seems to be happening inside human beings. We can look at our own lives and recognize transformation that has occurred and an embrace on the part of so many people around the world of a new way of thinking and a new way of acting. And we come as individuals to know that as we do think differently and we do behave differently, our lives do transform. And this is extraordinary. We learn these principles, and these principles are universal spiritual themes. They are at the heart of all the great religious and spiritual philosophies of the world. They have to do with being more loving. They have to do with claiming a space of infinite possibility for our lives, a knowing that there is a thinking and a thought system and a plane of existence that is greater than our small selves and that we can stand within that and literally invoke from a thought system beyond our own, through grace, through a divine alchemy from an immortal source, something greater than we could do for ourselves. And that when we stand within that, miracles are possible.